ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट 6। उच्चावचेषु भूतेषु चरन् वायुरिवेश्वरः नोच्चावचत्वं भजते निर्गुणत्वाद्योह गुणे। वर्ड मीनिंग उच्चावचेषु, हैविंग हायर और लोअर बॉडीली फॉर्म्स, भूतेषु एमंग द लिविंग एंटिटीज, चरण बिहेविंग, वायु इव एग्जैक्टली लाइक द एयर, ईश्वरः द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, ना नॉट, उच्चावचत्वम द क्वालिटी ऑफ हायर और लोअर ग्रेड्स ऑफ लाइफ, भजते एक्सेप्ट्स, निर्गुणत्वात् बिकॉज ऑफ बीइंग ट्रांसडेंटल एबव ऑल मटेरियल क्वालिटीज, धियः जेनरली गुणे बाय द मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन, लाइक द एयर पासिंग थ्रू डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ एटमॉस्फेयर, द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड ऑल्दो अपियरिंग समटाइम्स एज ह्यूमन बींग एंड समटाइम्स एज ए लोअर एनिमल, इज ऑलवेज ट्रांसडेंटल बिकॉज ही इज अबव द मटेरियल मोड्स ऑफ नेचर, ही इज अनअफेक्टेड बाय हायर एंड लोअर फॉर्म्स। Purport, the supreme personality of Godhead is the master of the material nature, maya dhakhena prakriti suyate sacharacharam, therefore being the supreme controller of the laws of nature, the Lord cannot be under their influence. An example given in this regard is that although the wind blows through many places, the air is not affected by the qualities of these places. Although the air sometimes carries the odor of a filthy place, the air has nothing to do with such places. Similarly, the supreme personality of Godhead, being all good and all auspicious, is never affected by the material qualities like an ordinary living entity. Purusha prakriti sthohi bhungte prakriti jan gunan. When the living entity is in the material nature, he is affected by its qualities. The supreme personality of Godhead, however, is not affected disrespectfully. One who does not know this considers the supreme personality of Godhead as an ordinary living being. Abajananti mangudha param bhavam ajanatah. Such a conclusion is reached by the unintelligent because they are unaware of the transcendental qualities of the Lord. ओम अज्ञानं तिमिरांध्यस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामहं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणं रघुनाथं नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखा नितंस नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा। सो इन दिस पर्सन ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम श्री परीक्षित महाराज इज आस्किंग टू सुखदेव गोस्वामी अबाउट द फिश इनकर्नेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड। व्हेन सुखदेव गोस्वामी told him about the incarnations and about the fish incarnation. So Maharaj Parikshit is asking this. First he asks, why Lord is coming again and again? For what reason? And then even Atal is coming, he should come with his uniform, with his dress, with his ID. He is coming as such a low-grade animal species. Like fish, sometimes pig, what is this? They are so degraded species. And Lord is the Supreme Personality. How come he is coming to such a degraded species? And what the common people will think of him? This Nindita Kalevara. They will think, why is such a highly personality is coming in such a form, degraded form? So, to answer to such questions, Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, in the previous verse, in verse number 5, he told about some reasons why Lord incarnate. Go Brahmana Hitayacha, and some other Vedic rules and regulations to keep it in form. So, now in this verse he is discussing that how even the Lord will accept such a degraded species come in such a form, lower form, still he is not affected by such bodies. He is totally transcendental. So in this verse particularly saying even the Lord is coming in Uccha or Avachya. Deva, in Devata form, human form, or animal form, or degraded like pig and fish form. There is nothing happened to him, no effect on him. Because he is beyond material nature. Nirgunatvat. He is nirguna. And all these bodies in this whole universe, whatever body we have, is all due to material nature, guna, guna prabhava. This is all gift of material nature only. It's all guna. And Lord's body is not material nature. Atma mayaya. He is coming by his own eternal potency. Not by the material potency. Because he is the master. He is the master of the material nature. Material nature is working under his supervision. He is not working under material nature, just like us. So, even if he comes in any form, he has nothing to do with the form. And he is giving one example of air. Air is flowing through filthy places, through foreground places, through many places. Not only places, air is inside all living entity. Maybe higher living entity, lower living entity, everybody inside their body, air is there. But the air has nothing to do with this body. It is beyond it. This is a gross example. How? He has nothing to do with it, just like Vayu Iva Iswaraha. Iswara is exactly like air. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gave an example to Arjuna. Jatha sarvagatam sukhmyat akasam nopalipyate. Krishna gave example to Arjuna, not Vayu. He gave the example of Vayu as all pervading. Jatha akasa sthito nityang Vayu sarvatra go mahan. Tatha sarvatra. So just like air is everywhere in the sky. Like this, the soul is everywhere. But here the Lord is giving the example of the sky. The sky is because it is so subtle, so sukhma. Jathas sarvagata sukhmyat. Because it is so subtle and is everywhere, is not lipyate, is not entangled with anything. No palupyate. Tatha, like that, the soul is sarvagata. In our body, from top to bottom, soul's effect is there. You cannot see in this way, soul is not there. No. Maybe be due to anesthesia for some time. But soul effect is always there in whole body, top to bottom. But it has nothing to do with anything. Just like air. No upalipyate, not entangled into it, though it is present. So this Vayu and Akash, they are Sukhma, but not Sukhma like the Lord. Lord is Sukhmati Sukhma. Nothing can be compared with him in subtle. See this, so much subtle. First matter, then the senses, Indriyani, then on the top of Indriya is mind, then intelligence, then Paratastu Saha, then they are saying Ahankar and soul, and beyond that is the super soul. Complete Shuddha Sattva. He is not coming into this mode of goodness also. Passion and ignorance, forget it, not in goodness. Complete Vishuddha Sattva, totally beyond it. So that's why, even if he comes in any form, degraded, upgrade or what grade, he has nothing to do with it. He is totally beyond it. But the common man, how the common man will take, accept anything? He has to accept through his mind and intelligence. That's why it's, the word is coming dhiya. And Prabhupada translate, jo dhiya, everybody knows intelligence. Prabhupada saying it is general. Sadharana buddhi. It's very common understanding. Common understanding, we will apply our intelligence. Immediately for anything, we try to understand, we will apply our intelligence to understand. That's when Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Sarvabhauma and Gopinath Acharya, they were discussing about Lord, the student of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they said, Bhagavata Satta Sadhite Anumane. Through Anuman, we can understand Bhagavata Tattva. Why they told? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is such a highly scholar, and he taught them that through Anuman we can understand Bhagavata Tattva. Why? Anumana, man means measurement. Anu means to follow. So whatever measurement we have in our understanding, in our intelligence, when we heard something, then we will follow that measurement and try to imitate. Then Anumana. Suppose I say, oh, you know, in Vrindavan temple, Krishna Balaram, how he looks? Oh, looks like that. So immediately we will follow what is your measurement. will follow accordingly. Oh, I like that, maybe like that. If you have seen, if you have some experience, then you follow it. Whatever measurement, experience, what you have, you will say, understand it according following that. That's anumana. Whatever measurement you have, you will take it and follow it. Similarly about the Supreme Lord, we have no experience of it, we have not seen, nothing. So whatever we are studying in the literature, whatever hearing from people, so we are immediately applying our intelligence, and whatever measurement we have, we are following it. Oh, maybe like this, maybe like this. But even if we will apply our intelligence for millions of years, we cannot measure it. Lord is beyond that. Avang manasa gochara. So that's why in the common mass of people, they will accept anything by their intelligence or understanding. So by their intelligence, they will understand Lord, a fish, a pig, something like that. They will understand all these material bodies, there by this material nature, a little better, maybe goodness or something like that. But how can it be transcendental? They can't perceive it. In sadharana buddhi, we cannot understand it. That's why he told the word here, nirgunatvat. You forget it. In your intelligence, only guna is there. This is all guna prakas. And he is nirguna. Why nirguna? Because he is not coming to guna. But what he is, we cannot say. Even Sukadeva Goswami, though he knows perfectly, he experienced God, but still he cannot say in language. No language can express Lord. No. If you reach to that point, you can experience it, but you cannot express it. You cannot express it. A nice example, somebody was telling, that one time there was an air crash. Some plane was in accident, so whatever passenger there, maybe 200 or so, they all declared that is air got crashed. So they said, oh, so many of, so one person, he dropped into the ocean, somehow or other he got a wood, piece of wood, and by the help of that, he went to some island, he reached some island, and for few days, he was only drinking some salty water, really hungry. When he reached that island and got up, saw some trees are there, something, he thought maybe some eatable, I can eat something. So he saw some people are coming. So he thought, I will ask them for some food. But then when he started asking, then he found out that these people, they cannot understand his language. Though they are looking like human being, but their language is different. And his language is different. So what to do? But still he tried to express his hunger. I am so hungry, I am dying. So they understand the bhasa, sankatik bhasa, they understand this, okay, come. So they now talk not in their language, in sankatik bhasa. You understand sankatik bhasa? Are Baba, isara hai na? Code language. Code language, you have to show some action and they will understand what you are saying. Some action. Language of action. So they understood he is hungry. So they took him to some place where they gave him some nice food. And that person, he belongs to India. He never ever in his life experienced such food, such tasty food. He ate up to his neck. And he was so digestive, so tasty and so healthy. He got so much strength out of it. And he stayed there for month long and eat every day. 3-4 times he used to eat. They said, okay, eat. So after month or so, he became really... Then he told that in his action language, code language, that I am from such and such place, this thing happened, I want to go there. Then they understood, okay, you want to go. Then they arranged something. So through this ocean, some ship was going this, that, they arranged, so somehow or other he ended in Calcutta port. When he ended and told that I am from that plane, which got crashed and I am here. Then hundreds of reporters, they rushed. They took photograph and they said, how come you, where you were surviving, what you were eating, what you were, where you were staying, please tell us information. He said, somehow or other I took that help and ended in an island. What you are doing? Some other staying there. I'm eating something. Oh, such a nice tasty thing. He said, so? Like gulab jamun? So all the tasty foods they should like. No, better than this. Rasgulla, better than this. Sandesh, better than this. Whatever item we have, we know. They took all their names. He said, no. Far better than this. Better than this. But he cannot say how it is. He does not know the name. He experienced the test, but he cannot say. How can he say? Only he can say through comparison. And comparison, he is saying, this is better than this. So exactly the same case here in this material world. Whatever literature we have, all this Vedic literature, whenever they try to speak about Lord or their nature, they said, neti, neti, naiti, not like this, not like this, not like this. But how it is, they can't say. Only way to express in comparison, not like this, is better than this. It's far better than this. But how it is, how can I say how it is? Though he has eaten for a month long, 3 times a day he has eaten that, but he cannot say what it is, how it is. Only he can say, it's far tasty than this. How he can say like this? Only he can say like this. So same thing. Here Sukhdev Goswami is also saying, Nirguna. It's kind of Hanuman, yes. He's beyond this guna. Or beyond this guna means, when this guna is not there, then something is there, not there. That I cannot say. It cannot be told what is there. Only I can say, Nirguna. This guna is not there. That's it. Or something is there, no? Is there. Many things there, not only something. Many, many things there. But what? No, that I cannot say. Exactly, this is the position of the Lord. Even the Lord himself cannot say. This is beyond language. Beyond language. Panthastu koti satavassara sampragamyo bayo rathapi manaso munipungavanam. Such a highly learned munis, rishis. Sahasra sahasra koti varsa. They try to imagine, they try to follow their intelligence, and after millions of years, this is beyond it. They can't reach it. Panthastu koti sahasra munipungavana. They can't reach to that point. In Isopanishad, I think it is said, asna viram apap vidham paribhu, and all these things, because the Lord, sin can't touch it. It's beyond this kind of body, what we are seeing, what we are studying, what we are hearing, what I experience, is totally beyond of it. But how it is, that we cannot say. We can say only comparison, negation. It is not like that. Beyond sin, apap vidham, asnaviram, all this. But positively we cannot say. Only negation, not like this, not like this, not like this. So you have to understand in that. So that says in dhiya, in general understanding, common understanding, is nirguna. Nirguna means nirguna. But what it is, I can't say nirguna. So that's why even he comes in the form of peace or whatever, he is nirguna. Another nice example, now Janmashtami is coming. When Kamsa heard that the boy, the person who is going to kill me, he will be the son of my sister, 8th son, and he was so alert, he said, now I say I will kill my sister. He was ready to kill on this part. Somehow or other, some intelligence, how he can kill, because Lord has to come in 8th son, he cannot kill. But we understand that Vasudev tried to console him. Oh, because of this. No, not all these causes are useless causes. Only cause because Lord has to come. How can Kamsa kill? Never. It cannot be possible. Because Lord has to come in eight womb. How can Kamsa can kill him, kill her now? So somehow or other something happened, she didn't kill. Then somehow or other I said, okay, no problem. The Vasudev promised that I will give the moment any son or daughter comes, I will give you. Oh, he has faith on the word of Vasudev. So the first son comes, Narada Muni instigate. Oh, how come? No, he is the first son. My target is 8. Oh, you are so poor in mathematics. You don't know. This devata from where? From this side they will count or from this side they will count? You see like this, this five finger. If you count from this side, this will be the fifth. If you count from this side, this will be the fifth. You say from which side devata will count, you don't even know. They will started counting from which side? Oh, I don't know. Devata from upstairs. They will count from that side. They will count from there. They will start counting from 8th. And the first one will be 8th. Now, that will be the first. This is the 8th. Really? A concert totally bewildered. Oh. This will be, of course, this is the 8th. You don't know. You are so poor in mathematics. A concert became immediately high alert. Immediately he killed that first son and put them in jail. Both Vasudev and Devaki into jail. And all the for maybe continuously for 6-7 years they are in jail, they are begetting children there, and fresh children, fresh child, Krishna comes, will go and murdered him in front of them. They are in the jail campus. Yes. Each year one fresh child will be murdered there in that courtyard. And seven sons somehow was Mishimasi something. Then the 8th son is coming. My Kamsa was now experienced, so much experience in calendar year. He was counted and definitely this time delivery will happen. He is a truly expert, experienced now. So when the 8th son is about to come, just imagine how much extra alert Kamsa would be. How much extra supreme alert. He added few dozen lock, extra big lock. He enhanced the door. Yeah, he appointed few hundred extra security, day and night shift. Few hundred. Many major things he accepted. Because this is the final, this is the complete death situation. For him, this is something special. If the 8th child is coming, this is the kala, and if this is final exam, that's done. Such a high measures he took, and it was night time. And when the 8th son is about to come, Vasudev Devaki was very good, when hand were chained by steel chain, leg also chained, and door is locked. And outside door is locked, many things locked, and high tide security, and that's in night time. It was raining heavily, there's no street light, no torch light, nothing. And Krishna, our Supreme Lord, he started his pastime, he opened his pastime in his jail only. In that dark jail of Kamsa, there he took bath and went out. Went out. How we can imagine? His father and mother, they were locked inside and they were chained in both hand and legs. Nothing is there inside, no light even. And so many locks outside, so many security, night time, it was raining and whatever. How can one imagine? One child will took birth and will immediately went away. Nobody knows, no security knows how the door opened and again the door locked. What to speak of that child? That child may be transcendental or nirguna, we cannot imagine. But Vasudev, he went. He went, he was locked. And he was found in chain. He went. So that is the extreme wonder. The Lord is nirguna definitely, he is beyond material nature, he is transcendental. any person who is connected to that transcendental, he will become transcendental too. He will become beyond nature. The Vasudev, he only planned, I want to take you out. How? I don't know. You tell me. I want to save you. That's it. I want to save you, my Lord. You are looking like Lord, 100% Lord. All other child, they are looking like general child, but you are not like that. From the beginning, I am seeing 400, all uniform, pakka, you are 100% Lord. And conscience is looking for you only. He will kill you. I want to save you. I want to save you. The child Krishna will tell, my dear father, Papaji, you know this, na? Even Kansa knows and everybody knows. What? Now it was announced 8 years before, at the time of your marriage. What? Announced that I will come in 8th month, I will kill Kansa. That was the announcement. Huh? Now yes, I know. Then how can you think that Kansa will kill me? It was announced 8 years before that I will kill Kansa. And that's why Kansa is fearfully taking so many measurements, putting in jail and everything, because he knows that I will kill him. Yes, I know that. You know that, then why you are that Kansa will kill me? Now, yeah, that's all right. I know that. Everybody knows that he will kill Kansa. But because you are looking like 100% Lord, and Krishna is looking for you, and he will kill you. Are Baba, I will kill Kansa. Kansa cannot kill me. Now, okay, that's all right, but I am fearful. See? Then Krishna told what to do. I am the first son. I am speaking to my father. Other brothers they have expired now. I should not keep such example that in the first desire of my father, I am defying it. No, no. So what do you want? I want to save you. Where? Your hand is, you are in such a position. Now still, I want to save you somewhere. I want to take you somewhere. I want to take you away from Kamsa. You really want? No, yes. How, where? No, I don't know anything. Please, you tell me. Vasudev is asking the newborn child, you tell me. I want to serve you. I want to keep you somewhere else. You tell me what to do, where to go, how to do, everything you tell. Then Krishna told, okay, take this thing and take me, and take away. And he told the address also. He forwarded the message. Address also, he forwarded him. Okay, they are, you go across Jamuna and Gokul, and they are midnight, and this thing happened. He briefed him the detail, and Vasudev, he forgot that my hand is bound in steel chain, leg is bound, the door is locked, and security is there. Forgot everything. He was so much into how to serve and save Lord, and so much into that, he forgot what is his position. And in this kind of thinking, intense Krishna conscious status, Vasudev himself went out in such a pitch dark, it was raining, no light, Jamuna was full, and he doesn't care for anything. He went out, went across Jamuna, went in the midnight to the Gokul, and there he went direct to the delivery ward and to the bedroom of Jasoda and exchanged the son and brought and come back, and as it is, when Kansa get the message, he come, work is over. How we can understand? If we say things to somebody, this is beyond imagination. The story is some imagination. Imagine story should be there. This story is beyond imagination. Yes, it is beyond. But is it fact? It is fact. How can I accept it? You cannot accept it. But you have to accept it. This is our position. How we can understand? This is our position. So when common people, they will raise question about Lord. In our common intelligence, our common understanding, we will try to say many things. But all these many things is nothing, useless. Lord is beyond all these things. Totally beyond. How? You cannot imagine it. It is beyond imagination, beyond intelligence, beyond mind, beyond your any reach. How? Are how? I cannot say this, na? I cannot say this. Prabhupada very cleverly used to tell, if somebody asks, how come Krishna is like this? He is there and he is not there. How can he understand it? Simultaneously, he is same and he is different. Then Prabhupada, yes. So you should understand that you cannot understand. It is very clear. We all should very clearly understand that we cannot understand. This is the fact. We cannot understand. Then what should we understand? We should understand. What? That you cannot understand. That's why you should understand. If you understand that, then you are Krishna Tattva Gyata. Krishna is telling to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita about himself. And he is telling, I am telling about me to you, yes. And he is telling, Nama Viduhu Suraganaha Prabhavanti Nama Harsaya. Are, what is this? Now all these Devagana, they don't know me, the Rishis, they don't know me, these Devatas, the Maharshis, nobody knows me. Then what you are telling me? Yes, I am telling that nobody knows me. Is that only the info? Yes, I am telling only that. Nama Viduhu Suraganaha Prabhavanti Nama Harsaya. That's what Krishna is telling also. Krishna cannot tell, I am like this. No, he cannot also tell. He can only inform, he can tell that nobody knows me. And he is telling Arjun, if somebody knows me, then he will be and everything. Are Baba, then tell me na. You want to know about me? No, yes. Krishna said, okay, I am telling, but how I can tell you? Why? No, I am unlimited. How can I limit? I can tell you this is this, I am this and this. I am not this and this. I am unlimited. How can I limit it? If I tell I am this, then this is limitation. But he says, I am unlimited. I cannot say anything. So I can only give some comparison. Among this, I am like this. Among this, I am like this. This is also imagination. So we have to imagine something like that. Something like that. And what is the conclusion of imagination? That is beyond like that. Whatever, just like whenever we say about the Lord's beauty, oh, Krishna's face is like moon-like face, Mukha Chandra. Beauty like moon-like beauty. Is it like moon? Moon is useless. There's a spot, black spot is there. Then you are saying, but there is nothing to compare, na? You cannot understand without any comparison. Our intelligence can grasp anything only because of experience and comparison. There is no other way to understand through our intelligence. Only our intelligence can capture something which we have some experience and which there is some comparison. So then he has to give some comparison. So there is Chandra. But Chandra, no, not like Chandra, but we have to say like that. Sometimes we say, "Dudh pani jaisa hai, it's watery milk." But milk is not water, na? Water is water, milk is milk. But it's like water. Like that. Lotus like face, but not like lotus. Beyond lotus. We have to say like this. This is the way I have to express. Because the perfect expression is not there. Nobody can express this. Nobody knows, people know. They are looking at me, talking at me, serving at me, but they cannot say. They can only say, is best, good, better, best, something like that, and something better comparison, better than this, better than this, better than this. Something like that. Is like that? No, better than that. Yes. That's why even the Lord will accept any kind of form, any kind of form. He will come in His own internal potency, in His own eternal potency. And this is the comparison. Except Lord, anybody except Lord, when they will come, they have to come through the potency of the Lord, this guna. Guna Prabhav, material nature. and Krishna will come by his nature. His nature. This is also his nature. All of us also by Krishna nature only. Krishna is coming through Krishna's nature. All of us also coming through Krishna's nature, because in material nature also Krishna's. This is kisi ka baap ka to hai nahi. This is also Krishna's. But this is Krishna's material nature. It is not his internal potency. This is material potency. Marginal potency. And that is his internal potency. This internal potency. And among his internal, even the acharyas used to say, all the Bhagavat incarnations, all Bhagavat avatar, they are beyond nature. They are all transcendental. There is nothing, something matter. Matter has nothing to do with them. They are all beyond matter and material qualities. In this regard, they are like that. But if you see them, there is also comparison. There is also differences there. In material, comparison is not there. Material comparison is not there, but spiritual comparison is there. Is there among the incarnations of the Lord. Difference is there, but material difference is not there. They are same. Materially, what? They are beyond matter. All of them are nirguna. But among the nirgunas, their differences are there. They are different, but it's difficult to understand for us. But their differences. Utkarsa, apakarsa, it is there in rasa vichara. But all of them are beyond material nature. All of them are beyond material nature. So, if somebody can understand, Prabhupada is pointing out in his purport, if somebody is very convinced, he know it very well, that all the incarnation of Lord are beyond material calculation and beyond material modes, then he knew something. Otherwise, avajananti maam moodha. They are moodhas. They don't know Lord. And their conclusion is also moodha. So if somebody knows the transcendental nature of the Lord, that he is beyond all the material things, then he will never ever consider that why Lord become peace? Why Lord become this, that's a degraded animal? No. For Krishna, nothing is degraded. Because he is transcendental. Whatever come in contact with him, that also become transcendental. Anything, any matter, any spirit, anything comes in contact with Krishna, immediately that become transcendental spiritual. That is the tattva we should understand. Krishna is beyond everything, and anybody will approach Krishna, he will also become tad dharma dharmitaha. Tad bhava bhavita. He will also become like that. Yes. So this is the fundamental principle about the Ishvara Tattva. And how will you understand? That's what when Sarvama students, they said, oh, we have to only measure, we have to do Anuman. Gopinath has said, you foolish, in front of their teacher. You foolish, how can you understand through Anuman? How can you understand? Ishwarera kripalesa haiche jahare saita Ishwara tattva janivare. The only way to understand Lord and his nature is through his mercy. You can see the sunlight by the help of sunlight only. You cannot put a petromax light or torch light, you can see sun. No, not possible. So if you want to Lord, you have to know the Lord by his mercy, by mercy of the Lord only. That is the only way, by the mercy of the Lord. And they challenged, even Sarvabhauma challenged to Gopinath, what is the proof that you have the mercy of Lord? You say, you know, I don't know, I am such a famous scholar, what is the proof that you have the mercy of Lord? I don't have. I am the head pandit, of head priest of Jagannath Mandir, I don't have mercy. You have mercy, you understood Lord? What is the proof? He challenged immediately in front of the student. Gopinath said, you foolish,
Are the Lord is lying down there, and you are dealing with him since 9 hours. You saw all the wonders, and still you are saying no. And I see as it is. It is all beyond. I am saying it is beyond. It's Lord. Like that. Even if they saw, even if they touch, even if they experience in all their indriyas, still they cannot accept it. They can't accept it. Yeah. They may read it, they may hear it, they may see it, still they cannot understand it, accept it. Why? Gopinath told, unless and until his mercy is there, you cannot. Even if 100 times you read it, you speak it, you cannot understand. Why? No, because his mercy is not there. The moment he shower his mercy, the moment he will become transformed, and that's happened. The same Sarvabhauma, within a week, his headlight, spotlight, everything got changed. Yes. He was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, was like this. You know, Tripundra, yes, like this. And golden and silver chain on his neck. Silver, golden chain and huge Tripundra. And Rudrakhya and all that used to be. Anybody who said, within weekdays, then save Sarvabhauma, headlight become like this, not like this. It become vertical. Now it is no horizontal. That's all the other fish of Puri Desa. Gosai, what happened? Your headlight got changed. Now it is like this. Now you don't have the Rudrakhya with gold and silver cover. You have some tulsi sticks like that. And now Sarvabhauma is not like his adamant. Anything, Hare Krishna. Totally changed. What happened within a week? This is what happened. If Lord will show his mercy, that will happen. That is the proof. Sarvabhauma said, oh, gone. I am now indifferent. What happened? Now this new, that Babaji come, he is Sakhyat Parameshwar. You are telling he is Parameshwar? That's why when the Sarvabhauma Pandit got changed, down from the king to the public, everybody become struck with wonder. Really? That fellow is Supreme Lord? Yes. Sarvabhauma Pandit, everybody has to accept. They know Sarvabhauma is not ordinary person. He is such a high caliber scholar. And he is saying, not only saying, he changed. His behavior, his headlights, spotlight, dressing, change, code, everything got changed in a week. Everybody is struck with wonder. They said, oh, we want to see him. And Mahaprabhu left for South India. That is the nature of Lord too. If you want to know him, then he will gaib. Put you there in suspense. So that's why when the devotion will start, devotion, so much difficulties will come. So much trouble, so much suspense will come. That means Lord has started his mercy. If you are facing lot of trouble, lot of tensions, lot of difficulties, then accept it. Lord has started his course. His course is started now. Yes. And it will become more dense and dense. That means the course is going on. If it will go out, then forget. That is finished. He has taken, draw back his mercy. He is not doing. As long as mercy is there, that long you have to suffer. Yes. And that suffer, externally people will see your suffering, your crying. But internally you will understand what kind of bliss is there. The supermost devotee of Supreme Lord is Gopikas. And they put the Gopikas 100 years separation. Oh, what is this, Baba? This is it. This is the Supreme Mercy. Put them in 100 years separation. They are crying and crying and crying like anything. This is bliss. Pandavas, for Pandavas, Krishna will forget his family, forget his phone number, everything. He will come and stay in their house. He will do everything for him. And if you count the sufferings of Pandavas, then you will become bewildered. Bhishma will become bewildered. Oh, kashtam, oh, anyayam. He become bewildered. What to speak of us? What this? Na? This is the special mercy of Lord. Jasyaham aragunhami hariseta dhanam sami. Prabhupada also told like that. When he totally about to finish everything, all kind of nivashas and all these things happened, then he said, now I realize Lord's word. Jasyaham anugrunhami hariseta dhanam sami. Now I can realize that Krishna is working. His mercy is working now. So that's a very rare Krishna Bhakta says, because everybody by hearing this fearful. Really? I have to go through so much suffering, so much tense suddenly. This is the path. If you want to become a Krishna's devotee, then you have to complete this course. That's why general people become fearful. But in this fearful situation, in this tension, in this stress and difficulty, bliss is there. How? This is also transcendental. This is also beyond our calculation and imagination. Hare Krishna. Any comments? Yes. We should explain them very simple, that unless you have the mercy of the Lord, you cannot understand. Very simple answer. So go on trying. The moment you get the mercy of the Lord, then you can understand. Okay? Yes. Any other question or comment? Grantharasimad Bhagat Mahapuran ki Samvet Bhakta.